With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Death toll in the violence surrounding protest in Iran has now risen to at least 35. Officials say 29 protesters, 4 children, and 2 members of Iran's security forces have been killed. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz ending his bid for a third term in office less than 4 months after announcing his reelection campaign. He now says he can no longer devote the energy necessary to win another term and at the same time address the massive fraud scandal in his state. Walz portrays himself as a servant leader for the state, and he tried to narrow the fraud scandal to a few bad actors, and he's blaming Republicans for being racist for drawing attention to the story.
We can work together to combat against the criminals. We can work together to rebuild the public's trust and make our state stronger. But make no mistake about it, if Republicans continue down the path of abusing power, smearing entire communities, and running their own fraudulent game at the expense of Minnesotans, I will fight back with everything that I have.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. mission in Venezuela was a huge success.
Nearly 200 of our greatest Americans went downtown in Caracas. Seems those Russian air defenses didn't quite work so well, did they? Downtown Caracas grabbed an indicted individual wanted by American justice in support of law enforcement, without a single American killed.
Nicolas Maduro, meanwhile, has pled not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges. He made his first appearance in an American courtroom on the narco-terrorism charges. And Ukrainian leader Zelensky has replaced the head of his country's chief security service. This is SRN News. The new mayor of New York City moving quickly.
Zoran Mamdani promised to fix a lot of problems on the campaign trail, but his first priority seems to be eliminating all pro-Israel executive orders issued by his predecessor. In his first hours in office, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has revoked orders that barred the city from joining the anti-Israel boycott, divest, sanctions movement and other directives by Eric Adams that aimed at curbing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Syrian police officer killed, others wounded in a suicide bombing last week in the northern city of Aleppo. Security teams were attempting to detain the bomber when he detonated himself. Syrian government says the attacker was trying to enter a Christian neighborhood containing a number of churches. Last year, one Muslim terrorist opened fire and detonated an explosive device inside a church, killing 30 people. This is SRN News. Well, some Medicaid data can once again be shared with immigration authorities. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
For now, the latest ruling only allows the agency to hand over basic biographical information about immigrants residing in the United States illegally. Those living illegally in the U.S., as well as some who are lawfully present, are not allowed to enroll in Medicaid. But federal law requires all states to offer emergency Medicaid coverage for life-saving services in emergency rooms to anyone. Immigration advocates say that the disclosure of personal data could cause alarm among people seeking emergency help for themselves or their children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
One source in Switzerland says the injury account is 119. Another source says it's 116. Nevertheless, 75 are still hospitalized from that fire New Year's Eve. The death count stands at 40. More details, srnnews.com.